Let's get to Monday Mirages. What's going on, Brady? First up.
Question number one. This is a trade rumor that's out there. You think the Red Sox should make a move for Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas? Real or Mirage?
Who? How? Does he
have breadsticks? I actually do like him. I'm going to say Mirage, though, that they shouldn't get him or that it's a real rumor. I don't think they should get him, even though I do like him. I just don't think right now that I'm ready to go ahead and, you know, give up on what Devers right. and some of the other stuff going on. I don't want to add that contract. And if I'm going to add a contract, I see the Mets are offering up DeGrom and Syndergaard. I'm going with
Moustakas is a free agent at the end of the year, so you're not adding much of a contract.
Well, how much do you think he's going to get at the end of the year?
You'd be renting him.
No. I don't need him. I'm going to go in another direction. Yeah. I'm going to concentrate on getting myself a pitcher.
I think they're overthinking this, the Red Sox would be, if they went for something like that as a rental. I mean, I was in a tent with no electricity for the last week. I know Devers is hurt. Is he gone for a while? What happened
there? No, left shoulder inflammation.
He'll be back.
All right, so he'll be back after his 10-day DL stint, I would imagine.
Of which a lot of it's the All-Star break.
I just think they're overthinking this. If you bring in a guy like Moustakas, he had a great first month of the season, but he's hitting 250. He does have some power. Devers is hitting 240 or whatever. He'll be back. He's 21. I think you're overthinking this. I don't think it's necessary. I'll say Mirage.
It's a Mirage also here. Clean sweep on this one. The pitching is the need. We thought it was a need before. They're looking for a high-end reliever. They also now need a starter. Eduardo Rodriguez might be out the entire season now. So if Eduardo Rodriguez is hurt and you don't know what you're going to get health-wise out of Drew Pomeranz or Steven Wright, do you really think you can trust Hector Velasquez and Brian Johnson? It's shifted now, I think, from being more of a bullpen market for them to maybe that fringe starter market or a guy who could be, you know, maybe double dip into a little bit of both starting and relieving. The offense is the tops in baseball. It's not a major need. Devers is only 21. You had a chance to go after Moustakas in the offseason, and you didn't go get him then. You didn't think he was worth it then. He's not worth it now. And if you weren't just going to just pay him money in the offseason, why am I going to go and give up anybody in my farm system to get him now? Mirage also.
The E-Rod thing was unfortunate. What a random play.
I know.
It really was.
And Gurriel got the concussion out of that, and he's on the DL too. So all kinds of stuff coming on with that play. And it looked like with E-Rod, I mean, he got hurt not even on the initial step on the bag. It was just the tumble he took running into Gurriel after, which is what
That was a mess. And you wonder, I mean, at least it's not his knee this time, but man, that's his plant foot. It's not good.
Yeah. Question two. You think AL All-Star manager A.J. Hinch made the right move starting Chris Sale over Luis Severino in the All-Star game, real or Mirage?
Well, you have to give much thought for this. Is this like some big controversy?
Severino does lead the league in wins.
It's a meaningless game. Now, if this was for, you know, home field of the World Series, I'd say, oh, boy, we got a problem here. We got to break down. Who deserves it more? I could care less. Sale gets the start. I'm fine with that. By the way, does any of it have to do with who had more rest, or that doesn't play into a factor here? I don't know what part of his decision was, or was it based solely on who had the better stats? I don't know, to be honest with you.
As a Sox fan, I'd almost rather have Severino go so he goes two or three innings and Chris Sale would only have to go one. But, I mean, you know, six of one, half dozen of another with these two guys. Their numbers aren't similar in the fact that Sale's had some outstanding starts in which he lost 1-0. I think he lost a 3-1 earlier in the season. It's been that way for the couple of years he's been with the Red Sox. I think the numbers are too similar, so therefore I give it to the guy that's been there before.
I don't think they're all that similar. I mean, the ERAs are close, but Sale leads the league in ERA with 2.23. Sale leads the league in strikeouts per nine innings. Sale leads the league in total number of strikeouts. Sale leads
the
league
important
in ERA.
Who starts the All-Star game?
If you're talking about counting stats.
I'm talking wins in ERA.
Well, Severino's been hurt by a couple of really bad outings. He had one the other day that they bailed him out on. But that, I mean, that's consistency. I just think Sale just has earned it because he's been there longer.
Sale leads the league in ERA. Severino leads the league in wins. Sale leads in everything else. There's your tiebreaker then, if all you care about is.
That's it. Exactly all that. All I care. Give me wins in ERA. The rest is all minutia.
So, Sale was the right call. And yes, this will be his third consecutive year starting the All-Star game. Interesting. Question three. The Vermont Lake Monsters are changing their name to the Vermont Maple Kings on August 4th for one day only. You like this marketing idea, real or Mirage?
I love it. I think it's great. It's the new wave of the minor leagues, one-day name change. I think it's positive all the way around.
I think it's real. Of course, I'm saying that, A, because I'm an employee of the team. B, now the only thing against it is that I have to say Maple Kings into the microphone for an entire day. It took me forever to switch from Expos to Lake Monsters. Now I got to come up with it for one day. It's real. Let's face it. This is good merchandising. The Lake Monsters, once they changed their name, saw merchandising go crazy. And I mean, this is something that is not the first time we've seen this. The Connecticut team was the lobster rolls in the game the other night against Vermont. So this is just going along with what a lot of other people have been doing, and it's been a huge success merchandising-wise.
Not even just the money, it's also just good for the local area. It's a good chance to highlight your local community, and yes, the money aspect helps. We're not naive about that, but I do like the idea of highlighting a business that has been made prominent by your area. I mean, there's a whole industry of maple, you know, maple farmers, people that work in the maple industries. I'm really dating myself. I'm no farmer, but geez, it just makes the area look good. It highlights a business that's important to the area, and it can continue. Look, Darren Rovell of ESPN picked up this story about the Maple Kings coming for a day. That national exposure is continued good for this area.
And there does appear to be a maple leaf in the hat logo.
Oh, wow.
So hello, Canada. Come on down. Let's fill that place.
Question number four here, Monday Mirages on the Huddle 101.3 ESPN. You were impressed by the honesty of Ben McAdoo in his interview with the New York Post last week. Real or mirage?
No, that's a mirage. I think it was BS. I think it was idiocy is what it was. I think he's so full of crap. It's disgusting. This guy's got the nerve to say that, oh, the Giants should win the division. And then he gives a bunch of baloney reasons. It's coming from the same guy that benched Eli Manning and took away the streak, right? They're going to win the division now. I love when coaches get fired. They always say, well, I've left plenty in the cabinets. You know, plenty in the cupboards. They're not bare. They should win. Shut the hell up. You're the one that benched him. And don't give me that it was the owner or anybody else. You're the head coach. That's why you're not there anymore. I think it's disgusting.
It's real, because isn't that exactly what he just said in the interview? He says, if there's one thing I want fans of the Giants to know, I made this call to try to make them better. It probably got me fired, but I believe I did the right thing for the right reasons.
He's full of baloney.
I think he's being honest. It's kind of refreshing.
Please,
you don't see much of that.
Stop.
Well, how is he lying if he's telling the truth?
If he thought that Eli Manning was going to take him and win the division, why'd you bench him last year, knucklehead?
But
I'm
he's
talking
admitting
about him.
That he made a mistake.
No, he's not admitting he's made a mistake. He's just being a horse's ass is what he's doing.
Wow. I think it's refreshing of the honesty, too. I look at it the way Rich
does.
I call it real. To say basically that Eric Flowers is a bum, to say that the guy that they spent $62 million on and Nate Solder, he doesn't think is that good, to say that it's a blessing that they got out from under JPP's contract, I think that's stuff that you don't really hear. Now, I do think it's stupid on his part, if he does want to get back into coaching, to be this honest. It's refreshing to hear it. I like that he said it, but I do think it could hurt his long-term reputation in coaching if that's what he wants. I know he's going to do this year as an analyst, but if he wants back in on the field, I don't think this was the best look. Question number five here on the Huddle. I told you, I got really, really into this football analytics magazine today. 250 pages. I read quite a bit of them.
Wow.
About the Patriots.
In the middle of the summer.
And they were talking up Chris Hogan of the Patriots. So I'm just going to ask you this. Do you see Chris Hogan as a hugely important piece to the Patriots' offense, real or mirage?
No, that's a mirage zero. No, I don't. I don't see him being a big part of the offense now that Sony Michel is going to be the key running back. Now that Gronk should stay healthy, it may be the first four games with Edelman down. But otherwise, no, I don't. I mean, he'll be a little part of the offense, but a major contributor, no, he'll just be one of those afterthoughts, maybe a third down guy.
I'm a little closer to the real, but I'm not going with real just because Edelman will be back after four games. And Hogan, well, he won't be an afterthought. I mean, he's going to be, the word hugely in this question is what kind of throws me. I don't think at any point Chris Hogan is going to be a huge part of the offense. First of all, he's got to stay healthy. He started seven games last year. He only had 34 catches, so he didn't really get a chance to do much because he couldn't stay on the field. He could be a very important piece in the beginning of the season, but after that, I think he just takes a seat behind Edelman.
I'll say it's real because he was on pace for massive numbers last year before he got injured. He was a favorite in the red zone. He was a favorite. He's a favorite on third down. When he was finally healthy in the Super Bowl, he had more than 130 yards receiving. He had nearly 10 catches in that Super Bowl loss. So no Edelman for the first four games, and then an injured Edelman coming back. No Amendola. No Deion Lewis out of the backfield. Yes, you get Sony Michel. We don't know about what Gronk's health will be. I think there's more opportunity for Chris Hogan than you think. And I think if you're talking about like from a fantasy football perspective, I think Chris Hogan's going to be a guy you draft in the mid round that performs like a high caliber round player.
All right. There you go. Monday Mirages.